We are back once again for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Sake Bomb A Go-Go. My name's Mao, and this is show 47 for those of you keeping track at home. And I know you all are. I hope. I don't know why I would hope that. That's the pointless. If you were listening to my show just before this one, I also have a show called Indie Circuit. Plays all kinds of crazy indie music. Not crazy, just indie music. I don't know what to say about it. And then, of course, this one. And then if you also want to, if you like B-movies, go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. And then you're going to find a show that's up to, this week was 330. So 330 shows about B-movies. Oftentimes they were double shots. So you're talking of over 700 really, really interesting movies. And the largest air quotes in the world are around interesting. I will say, you know, as a lover of B-movies, oftentimes I like them more than the blockbusters. Some are just the dregs, the crap, and some are hilariously bad. And then some are have a lot of heart. I don't know how to any other way to describe it. They didn't have any money. They didn't have, and maybe they were kind of inept, but they really went for it and gave it their all in there, and it shows. Sometimes it shows through, and you're like, all right, you know, why not? So, yeah, check that out, if you will. I'm doing a relaunch, a rebranding, as it were, in January for the Slow Robot A Go-Go endeavor. It's going to be a little bit different, probably like 30-minute shows, a little bit more critiquing instead of just talking about stuff. I've actually been studying, reading books about movie critiques, movie stuff. Although I knew some of it from being around the studios, I was up at a public access studio for a lot of years, as a producer and also as just a guy that's hanging around a lot. And I work on video crews and stuff like that to do CEC cameras for concerts here and there, not a lot. But it's always good to learn a little bit more, you know, so I can sound a little bit more official when I'm talking about some of the funniest movies that have ever been made. And I'll tell you what's not funny, this music. Here is some for your brains.
In the name of the Lord, we demand entrance to this sacred castle.
No chance, English bedwetting types. I'll burst my pimples at you and call your door opening request a silly thing. You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
Don't 今夜ロックンロール。 Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
You're
talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right, that's how you start things off. That was, of course, Ginny Oops, JINNYOOPS, exclamation point. I played Rusted Hope, California Rock and Roll, and Rubber Soul Lover. I wonder if that means she likes the Rubber Soul album from the Beatles. Probably, maybe. I don't know. Maybe her soul is bouncy and made of rubber and she loves it. I don't know. I haven't delved into the psyche of Ginny Oops as much as probably I should. I should do more show research. That's never going to happen. I work for a living. So enjoy them. Make sure you check out all the bands I play on air. They all have Facebook accounts and all the websites and all that good stuff. I did write to my buddy Kenji at Time Bomb Records. In Japan, I saw they're dropping another 45 from the 5678s. These are like kind of 25th anniversary stuff. I have the 1 and 2, now 3 is coming out, so I wrote them and trying to ensure that I get one of the few that are out there. Otherwise, I'll have to start the journey of searching, and I hate that. But that's the way life is now. If you're a completist, God help your soul, you're just going to... You're falling down the rabbit hole, man. But I'm sure you'll hook me up. You should go check out, if you like that kind of music, if you like this kind of music, go check out Time Bomb Records. They have an English website. They are the cats to see. I know I was in there and I could have spent $100 million in there. And, the shipping isn't too bad. They get the stuff shipped out to you pretty reasonably. It's coming from Japan. So just, it's not going to be the next day you're getting this stuff, but it's pretty quick, to be honest with you. So make sure you check out Time Bomb Records out of Osaka and or Tokyo. They are the ones to see for everything. And I'm not getting paid for that endorsement. Although I was trying to think because I have a couple. I'm a vault member of the Third Man Records, So I get every quarter I get a package from Third Man Records. And like a lot of it, not a lot of it, some of it is stuff I'm not interested in. And I was kind of trying to think, I should probably put together a box of all the stuff that I don't want and kind of take a picture of it and say, hey, let me send this to you. You'll make a lot of money off of it in Japan. And then you just, how about you just make up a box of stuff I like. I like 5678s. I like Lulu's Marble. I like, Rockin' Jelly Bean. Just throw something in a box and I'll be happy with whatever you send me. I should propose that. I'm always timid with that kind of stuff. It makes sense because he'd be getting product that he will get a premium for. And all I'm asking for is who cares? Like I would literally be like, I like female fronted Japanese punk garage bands. There you go. Just, pick and choose, throw it in a box. I like records. I might try and do that. It might pan out. Probably, maybe it'll fall on deaf ears. I don't know. A lot of times I reach out to bands and I really am excited about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to reach out to them and I don't hear back. And I'm always like, darn it. A couple bands I really liked, I nagged and I followed up again and then they wrote back. So I try that. But if I don't hear back after the second, hey, how about you let me play your music? Then I just abort mission. And that happens 93% of the time. And that's sad. Here's a band that didn't say no.
Let's see how they like my energy ray.
Hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
She's the kind of woman few people know exists. Glamorous, popular, wealthy. The complete image of goodness and beauty, but devoted to destruction. They call her the Devil's Widow. She uses the oldest power on earth, the power to turn men on. First, she drains them of their manhood, and then of their lives. The Devil's Widow, a jet-set enchantress who opens her arms willingly to the young men who dream of sharing her lonely passions. And when she's finished with them, she turns their dreams into hallucinogenic nightmares of death. See The Devil's Widow, starring Ava Gardner as the mistress of the occult. An American International picture rated PG, parental guidance suggested. When you meet the Devil's Widow, your nightmare begins.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
That was a four shot. Have I lost my brains? Of course I have. That was the 54 Nude Honeys. I played Wild Girl, Hot Generation, No Way, and Go to Hell. Aw, don't say that. Ah, go ahead. Go say it. Who cares? And then, of course, I dropped in a lovely film called The Devil's Widow. Don't look for it in a theater near you because I think it was from like 1954 or something. I might have missed on the date with that, but that's the way life goes. My brain is Swiss cheese, basically. And just a cobbled together of memories and dreams and hopes that have failed. After the show, I'm collecting up all the recyclables, the aluminum cans. And there's a place down here in Florida that you go to, and if you collect cans, like I just kind of I started doing this because why not? You get a few bucks back. You're not going to get rich doing it, but I already bought the, it's just something you throw it in there and then you take them all down and you get a few dollars back for them. But boy, it's tough to get yourself pumped up to go there because it's not a fun experience ever. It's never, the nicest experience going to like take recycling cans back is still a horrible experience. There's not enough hand sanitizer in the world to scrub it off you, and it's sad. But whatever. You go through it to make a few dollars here and there, get a little bit back, and that's what's staring me in the face. So I should drag that. This should be a 20-hour show. Then I'll just don't have to go for another 20 hours. That's not true. I just have to do it. I also have a sack of coins. On the last show, on my indie circuit show, I was talking about pulled down all this stuff from the attic. Like we're doing a throwaway stuff, reorganize stuff, get rid of stuff. Put some stuff you relabel and put back up, into the attic and the Rubbermaid totes. And in the bottom of one of the things, I found a bag full of old nickels and quarters. And these are all like the pre-war stuff, the 30s, 40s. One of them was a really old coin. And for a short period of time, when I moved to Florida, 93 through 96, early 96, I worked as a restaurant manager at a Bob Evans. Now, at the end of, I was on the second shift, so after every shift, I was doing the countdown. And anytime I would find one of these old nickels or quarters or whatever like that in the general money, I'd put one of mine in, a quarter or nickel, and take the other one, the silver one, knowing that they're worth a little bit more. I don't know what they're worth. So I think sometimes they're up to like $3.50 per nickel. So, and I think I just had this sack of them and I was just like, meh. And I just threw it in a box that went up in the attic somehow. And so now that's the other thing. After I go to the recycling thing, then I'm going to go to present my sack of nickels and quarters to some local coin dealer and say, well, give me what these are worth. Unless they're worth a nickel each, then I guess don't give me anything. I'll just walk out of them with them in my pocket. But these are all like very ancient. I think I'll get a few bucks for them. That's a good thing. Extra money for money is a very good thing. And if you are a restaurant supervisor or manager, might want to do that. Now, I think it worked because it was a Bob Evans. And I'm pretty sure the counter jockeys at Bob Evans were the old crew that was, they had that money because they were really old. Not because, like, you came upon 1940s nickels often. I think, and probably mostly they're all gone now anyway, but I think it was because of the clientele that I was able to get some of that change. And I wasn't ripping anyone off. I was buying it out. It was just at face value. Yay for money. Here's some not money. Here's some music.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train.
Mojo beat. Check the record, see with the dancing beat. Hey, what do you see? Mojo walking on you. Work out. Are you a boy or are you a girl? He's always looking like a peanut shoe. Hey, why do you see Mojo working on you? Four, five, six, give a big kiss. Woo!
Well, how does he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a matter, do the matter. Dance is a girl, do the girl. Dance is a girl.
Church.
What for?
Confess my sins. I'm a sinner.
Ah, yes. We all knew where it was coming, and I'm always thankful that I can play them. That was the 5678s from their Teenage Mojo Workout CD album, whatever you want to call it. I have all both of them. Album and CD. And I played Green Onions, In the Subway, and Teenage Mojo Workout. Good stuff. I do love me some 5678s more than I should, but that's okay. I don't care about it. I don't mind some of my psychosis. I was watching, complete non sequitur. I was watching a show on Netflix or Prime. I don't know. See, they're competing now, so it's a mush. I don't know what I'm watching. I don't care what I'm watching. It was a Fake or Fortune. It was like this show where two people go in and they look at some rich person says, I don't know if this is a real painting from Monet or not. And then they go, okay, well, and then they have a team of people that like one does it scientifically, like the x-ray and everything like that. And then one does it like the history searching and one does the provenance. Because basically, if you can prove something's a real one, you're going to be more rich. And then if they can't, then that means, no, this is a fake and it's basically worthless. The art, if you're an art collector, you might want to turn off the show right about now, because I'll tell you straight up, the art world to me is just pompous nonsense. I have a lot of like art from like Rockin' Jelly Bean or Coop or Dirty Donnie or stuff like that. Like, I guess it's called lowbrow, but I think it's incredible, you know. It's just because it's cool looking, it's neat, it's nice, it's good art in my opinion. I don't think it's ever going to be worth any money. But this industry seems to be like the snake eating its tail, like it's like the fashion industry to me. Where they put, oh, look at those people walking around in these models are strutting around in this clothing that no one could wear. You're like, I don't understand. Why is this a thing? Why? It's like the only business that the fashion industry has is next fashion show. And I think a lot of times with art, and because it's interesting to me when they do this, where they do the provenance and they're searching stuff and they're finding all this really information, this important information. I think it's cool because I get the value of these, priceless paintings. I'm not dissing the paintings and the some of the heritage, the rich art culture. What I am dissing is like that when you hear these guys talk, you're like, what planet are you from? Like, do you believe your own BS? Like, does that smell that you hear emanating from what you're saying, does that make sense to you? Because at some points, the one guy is just off on some tangent. The rich, vibrant colors only could come from Venice, blah, blah, blah. And I actually can see the co-host, who's this lady, I can actually see her brain leave her body. Like, it's a ghosting effect, but it just floats away because she's like, this guy's so full of crap. But they play it up. They're trying to make sure that you really understand how important they are and how smart they are. So you're like, okay, whatever. I will say the only endeavor I ever took into the art world, I was at an antiques auction, and there's one that's held by here in Florida. Really, it's a really great thing. I go and look around, I never buy anything. There was a lot of paintings and artwork that sold. I got it for like $35 or something like that. And this is like 10 pieces. And I was like, I got to be able to make money on this. That's like nothing per piece. And this is all stuff. It had like that paper on the back where it was sealed. It was actually, framed by some art gallery and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, winner, chicken dinner. It took me 3 years to sell them all, and I basically made like $12 or $15 on the whole deal. And, Promi got two pieces that these were like mallard duck pictures, and I actually took the painting out and I put like the duck hunt translite across the front, like the duck hunt dog and the things, and I put them back together real carefully. Those are hanging on Promi's wall because, I couldn't get rid of them. And I'm like, wow, you got to be kidding me. So my view's a little skewed about the glory of the art world. I think it's all Butkus and not Dick Butkus. No, I don't think that's where that comes from. But it was one of those things where as I was watching the show, I was like, wow, okay. Interesting show to see. Yeah, if you got to see these loopholes. There was one point, I'll talk about this, just one quick thing, and then we'll go to music. This one point where this lady had a castle that was in disrepair, and she's like, if I can establish this as a Renoir or a Monet or some crap, then I'll sell it and I'll have enough money for the upkeep to keep the castle, not from falling, crumbling in on itself. Well, one art entity said yes, it was, because there was like this really strong paper trail. The provenance was there. It just wasn't signed for some reason. And another art thing that Christie's wouldn't sell, auction this off if it wasn't endorsed by this other one. And this other one basically told the person, I will never do it as long as it's in that other one's catalog, just because we're pompous jerks. He didn't say the pompous jerks part, but that's the reality of it, is the ego was so great and so all-encompassing that he had to be such a pompous idiot that they couldn't do it. And I'm like, you're costing me $300,000 because you want to be cool? That wouldn't go well for you, buddy. I don't know. That's how you end up in a garage on a tarp with someone talking to you that looks like Dexter. $300,000 is a lot of money. I don't know. It was just one of those things where I was like, wow, you are something. So that reinforced my desire to never delve into the fine art world. I don't think that was going to be a problem anyway, as I look at my bank account and go, no fine art's coming this way. Sad, but true. Not sad. It's just true. Here's music that is true to your soul and your heart and your well-being.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
I'm not a dancing, 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 I'm not a dancing,
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me.
Yeah! All right, that was, of course, Promy's favorite, The Bat, off their official The Bat Club. I played Summertime Blues, Jailhouse Rock, and The Jack. Okay, I think that's it for this week. I do want to thank you all for listening, and please pray for me, because now it's time that I load up all those cans in the truck and drive down to the gross recycling place. Ugh, I have to go wash myself with that Purell or whatever, that crap you spray on your hands, disinfectant. I'll just drink some bleach. All right, pray for me. I will see you next week, God willing. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Radio St. Pete Exclusive Sake Bomb A Go-Go.